Tonight I just want to share a thought with you that God laid on my heart. In the 5th chapter of John, hallelujah, there's so many needs out there. We shouldn't be anything but active in the Spirit of God. How we should be nothing but on fire for Him. How we should be doing nothing but praying before the Lord. As we've moved along, how the Spirit of God is just encouraging people for opportunities to be able to get in. A season of time, an opportunity, a chance, a moment, a calling, an open space for you to take advantage of what God is doing. And as we read here, the 5th chapter, if you start at verse 4, it says, "For an angel went down in a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first after the troubling of the water stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease he had." Little nugget there for me was that I don't need to wait too long and pass up my season. When the waters are troubled in my life, when God is ready to move, hallelujah, in my own personal life, or when I get in the midst of somebody that needs God, listen, we were walking in the neighborhood and there's people that need God. They don't need a pamphlet. They don't need you to pass on more literature. They don't need it in the mail. They don't need it on TV. They need God. They need a touch from God. They need the waters to be troubled. They need the people that are still living today, that have God living inside them today. Oh, to go forth and say, now is your time. Now is your chance. Now is your season. Church, tonight, now is our season. I'm here to preach that tonight. It is your opportunity. While you still have breath, while you still live, while you still have the ability to be able to praise Him, it is your season to get on into the water. It is your season to be able to worship God. It is your season to operate in the truth of the Word that lives in you. Hallelujah. So it reads in verse 5, and it says, "And a certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he said unto him, Wilt thou be made whole? The impotent man answered and said, Sir, I have no man, when the water is troubled, to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another steppeth down before me. Jesus said unto him, Rise, take up thy bed and walk. And immediately the man was made whole, and took up his bed and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath." I read all this tonight and my heart was beginning to be stirred and encouraged. He picked this man out of a lot of people that was around this area at the time that was blind or lame or was in great affliction. This person had been afflicted ever since birth. 38 years of their life, they had had this affliction. And Jesus came unto them, and I never really read into this before, or never really got a hold of it like this before, but he didn't ask to be touched. Hallelujah. He didn't ask to be touched in this moment, but Christ approached him and said, "Wilt thou be made whole?" And so many times that God's calling and saying, "Wilt thou be blessed?" or "Wilt thou rise and overcome this that's trying to press upon you? Will you be able to overcome the depression that's trying to creep in and keep you from being able to have joy in your life? Will you be able to overcome? Wilt thou be made whole?" And there was a great question of faith there that I began to read. And I think, God, I'm right there. But Lord Jesus was there with the lame. Hallelujah. There's other spots where he was there with the leper. He was there with those that everybody would have cast out. But that's where Jesus is. He wants to dwell where there is a need. And hallelujah, church, we can dwell in a place where we're highly blessed and can have everything in the world and just be able to praise Him for all the goodness. But Christ wants to dwell where there is a need. He wants to dwell where there is a need. We have got to get where the need is. We have got to get where hearts are broken. I know this isn't popular tonight. But we've got to get to where people are in need. We've got to quit just being able to come in and just enjoy church. God did not want you to enjoy anything without being able to take it out and give it to somebody else that needs it. My heart, when it bubbles up with the flow of the Spirit of God, I know that I'm supposed to enjoy it for a season. But there is somebody that needs the anointing that is upon you in that moment in time. They need that Word of God that is on you. They may not like what you say. They may not like what you do. But hallelujah, when the waters are troubled, there is a season. There is a time for you to obey God. Hallelujah. I don't want to get in the way of the Holy Ghost. I'd rather take my stand and wait for Him to move so you can get into the water. We've got to be willing to support each other and get to where the need is. People will call singers and pay so much money to stir up the church. But in my heart, I'm asking, why are we not going for the need? I have more than enough in my life. More than enough. I'm so satisfied. And I do not mind to supply to someone if I'm able. If there is a need and God shows me, I should be able to give that which God supplies. Amen. Amen. If God gives you the ability to praise Him in this place, there is a need for somebody to feel the joy of the Lord in your praises. Hallelujah. So tonight I stand and praise God so that somebody can have some life and be able to have their need fulfilled. He was there with the one. And of course, as we tend to do, we tend to present excuses. I have no man to put me in. We are in a constant, everyday battle with the ability to dwell continually in the presence of God. Because if we were able to get to that place, it's my every belief that we would see people's needs met. I believe that with all my heart. I'm just now beginning to see people's lives here and there. One by one, if I've got to fight for it. I'm beginning to see when they are in need that they'll begin to call those that they feel has got God in their life. Come on. They will call those that they feel like has life inside of them. They will call to you if you are a witness to them. But I have no man. I don't have anybody. We've got to quit leaning on our weakness and begin to link up the belief to our faith. The two blind men that walked with Christ, they followed Him and they cried. No doubt, I'm sure they heard the words as they followed. The question that He asked them was, "Dost thou believe?" They were crying and following faithfully. But there has to be a linking, a connection between that which you believe in your faith. You've got to believe. When that belief begins to come alive in your life, you will rise. You'll step out, you'll do, you'll reach, you'll go, you'll compel, you'll say anything that you can do to touch them. I've been praying for God to get me ready for the needs. I know that you've enjoyed my time here preaching week after week, but I'm ready. I'll go to houses if I have to. If you don't want to hear me preach, I'm ready to preach to the lost. I'm ready to get out and go to where there are needs. I'm ready to go where people really need a move of God. There are those that are poor and barren tonight, and we're not able to be able to praise Him in this house. There are those that are drug addicted and need us to be able to pray in the house of God. Yet when we can't even come together, when one person would come to the altar, tell me, what is the problem? It is our lack of desire, oh, to be able to link our belief with our faith. I'm ready to do. I'm ready to not be ashamed. I'm ready to walk in the Spirit when God would lead me. I'm ready to make a difference. I'm ready to link up my belief and my faith together and start to take initiative to what God would speak. I have people that I've known that are just dying out in the world, and they need more than silence out of my life. They will not get saved with no witness. They will not get touched without you stepping out in faith and believing. Trust in what you believe and do it. My heart is broken tonight. I was trying to praise God to be able to get into a spirit of joy and praise, and he just kept reminding me there's so many. Oh, there's so many tonight. Oh, hallelujah. I would ask us to just come and take one night to have a prayer service, but I would feel like that I would be asking too much sometimes. Oh, hallelujah, because we won't take time not only for ourselves, but if we were required to go and just lay it all down for somebody else, hallelujah, when the love of God rises in your heart, you'll lay it down and pray for somebody other than you. It's a strong reality. But if we don't move quickly, we're going to miss people. We're going to lose them quickly. Every time that I fall to my face, I see more that I've got to start doing. And less that I get to enjoy in the world. Less that I get to go out and have fun, if you will. It's time to get real with God tonight. I didn't come to preach us into a little happy spirit tonight. I'm here to get you alarmed about what kind of needs that we're dealing with. The only way that we'll ever recognize the concern and get concerned and have our hearts ready for some. There are people right now that are in bondage that do not believe there is a way out. So they continue to put in drugs in their system. They continue, to put that in their lives. There are people that are so mentally bound that they're reaching out and going after homosexuality for somebody to love them. There is such a power of evil in this world, but if we don't reach out to them and be a voice to say that God loves you, to be a voice, hallelujah, if we can't get it right here, don't tell me that you're going to be a voice when you go out into a house service. Oh, hallelujah, you can sit at a table with me at your house and tell me how much that you love God, but let it show where it counts. Let it be demonstrated where it matters the most. My heart is broken, and I just want to remind you, remember those tonight when you pray. And if it's been a while since you've had an evening prayer, fall to your face and just ask God to touch them. I want to be able to reach out to those that are in need. I don't want to be preaching just a word that's going to make us feel good. You want to say something to somebody that's going to make a difference. Unlock something in their heart. Enemy fought me every which way in the world with this. This thought, this frame of mind. But everybody in here has somebody they want a difference made in. And I'm begging you with all that's in me. I'm not begging you to action. I'm just begging you to obey God. God will lead you in what to do. He'll show you what to say. He'll give you the words to do. But we do not have time anymore to hold each other back. Throw me out tonight. I don't care. We don't have time to hold each other back anymore. If you want to obey God, just obey God. I don't have time to look at you and wonder if you like what I'm saying. I don't have time anymore. There are people that's dying tonight that need somebody that'll stand up and believe the word of God as it is and say that I am boldly proclaiming that God will deliver your life if you believe it. I saw it even before my own eyes, be praying for people, could see that spirit upon them. And to get out of being released from that they will literally escape the move of God. If you are not praying deeply enough to be able to understand the difference, you will have missed that need. Hear this tonight, saints of God. This is not for those that have no understanding. Hear this tonight. We have better be praying and seeking God for where the need is. We better be praying and seeking God for where the need is. You see, normally I'm ready to get out and go preach, and I'm always excited every year about getting out and going singing, and how that's changed for me this year. How I'm ready to change my priorities a little bit. I'm ready to go do a mission. I'm ready to go places that I've never been. I don't want to go dwell in places that I know that they're going to pat me on the back. Make me feel good. There is no blessing when you're comfortable. There is blessings in suffering. There is blessings in the persecution of the gospel. When you stand up like I am right now and you do something boldly for God, though there may be some that reject the words that you say, the blessings are in the suffering. If you're waiting for a time where you will not face suffering, you've done missed it. There's suffering in it, but it's worth it. Oh, hallelujah. It's worth it. Oh, to step out and do it. It's worth it to get beat up. Oh, because God can be glorified when you trust Him in your obedience. Oh, I don't feel like preaching. I just feel like praying. Oh, I feel like praying. Oh, I feel like I'm done. Oh, I want to ask you if you would take some time, even right now, to pray. Oh, would you be so bold to do that? Hallelujah. Take a moment in time. Stand or kneel, come forward or sit in your seat. Take a moment in time right now. Your season, while the waters are troubled. Get your loved ones on your mind that you're praying for. Get those people on your heart that you're concerned for. And dig deep in your heart. Listen, don't try to command these things. It's a humble request before God. It's a humble request to God. Humbleness represents a laying down of pride. When we lay down ourselves and are able to cry out, hallelujah, God can move in that. Oh, I thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. I pray right now, Lord God, that you would bless. I praise you, Lord Jesus.